both of them. The Eretz Yisrael was divided to both. L'eilu u'leilu, like Rashbam says. L'yaitzim mitrayim l'ubo yaretz. It was divided to both, to the people coming out and the people coming in. V'chazor l'eslei, l'haitana. He doesn't know that comes back to the way it says before, but rather was divided both ways. L'eilu u'leilu m'schalk waretz. It's both got an equal. In other words, we looked upon how many Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, and we also looked upon how many people are coming in right now, and we gave the Yerusha taka to both of them. They both got Yerusha. Didn't come back, like Yashi says, but both of them got Yerushas. All right, turn over.
In order to be mekayim these two psukim, like the theorists, one posuk says in Eretz Yisrael, one posuk says in Chutz Laretz. How does it come out? Ho yom yoytzim mitzrayim. If this mishpacha was from the yoytzim mitzrayim, noito chelik im yoytzim mitzrayim. Like if this mishpacha right now has a mishpacha from yoytzim mitzrayim, he gets his chelik according to the yoytzim mitzrayim. Let's say ho yom yvoyoritz. Let's say the Agrash Rashbam says, he was not there by the Yetz Mitzrayim. This was a new mishpacha that was born in the Midbar, and he's only now first coming into Eretz Yisrael. So noito chelkel im bo yoretz, he takes his chelik from the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Mikanu mikan noito chelkel mikanu mikan. Rashbam says like hayum bo yoretz v'loy mi Yetz Mitzrayim. We're going Reuven. Let's say Reuven. Shehoyle bona b'Mitzrayim. Reuven had children in Mitzrayim. Umeis b'Mitzrayim, and Reuven died in Mitzrayim. V'yabonim hoyin etzfalim b'yitzias, and at that time his children were too young; they were under 20, so they don't get a chelik of Yetzim Mitzrayim. But later, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were over 20. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they got a chelik then. That's how it worked. People that were 20 years old by the Yetzim Mitzrayim, so they deserve to get a chelik then. The Yerusha goes according to them. That's how the Mishpacha got the Yerusha. But let's say by the Yetzir Mitzrayim, the father died, and he only had young children alive then. And then those young children came into Eretz Yisrael, they got the Chelek there in Eretz Yisrael.
That's called both ways. It was divided both ways.
Yeah. Meraglim Yoshua v'kolev not luchelkum. Not luchalkim. He also took the chalkim. Misloinanim. V'yadas karach. Lohoyelam chelik. Lohoyelam chelik. B'yoritz. They didn't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But the meraglim, Yeshua the Caleb, they did take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But the misloinanim, so they were killed out. And Abbas karach. Lohoyelam chelik b'yoritz. Habonim not lo b'schus aviyavim. The children, though, take the Yerusha. Bischus the grandfathers, or bischus aviyim oseihim, and bischus also the mother's fathers. My master Fred Gemara, how do you know the highly shameless matas avoyis? And the pasuk says the yetsim mitzrayim. See, we're talking about the yetsim mitzrayim. Dilma maybe the shvatim. We're talking about the shvatim komalei. The more the pasuk says, "Ponosati oisal lechem arosh ani Hashem, Yerusha lechem nevaseichim." This is the Yerusha from your fathers. That's how the pasuk is mashma benech nami. The people from Yotzim Mitzrayim, they taka got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Let's just see the Rashbam. Meraglim Rashbam says, Afalpi shoyle b'neim, shoboyel eretz lito chelik avim, shoyim Yotzim Mitzrayim. Even though the Meraglim were also from the Yotzim Mitzrayim, so the children should have took the Yerusha because of the fathers, afidohochile notlu. The Bnei Meraglim did not take Yerusha because of their father. Eli Yeshua the Kalev, not Luchokam. Yeshua the Kalev took over the Chelek of the Meraglim. Kirechsev, Choyev min Anoshim Ahim. Akam Meshmait the Mosashin, Shechoyev, Bechelkan, Shamu Thera, Ephchayev Rosh, Yovet Tzadik, Vyiska Bechelkai. That's what this means here. That Meraglim, the Chelek of the Meraglim, it was Yeshua the Kalev, not Luch. Chalkam, that who took the chelik of the Meraglim, it was Yeshua and Kalev. Mislenanim, the Yadas Kerich, what about the Mislenanim and the Yadas Kerich, Lohoyelem chelkem baritz. They didn't have any chelik in Eretz. But habonim not lo b'schus aviyavim. But the children taka took it. And this we'll see later. Mislernim v'yadat kar lekamim aforish. Mislernim shabat as kerich. Dainu chamishim u'masayimish. The 250 people. Lohoyelem chelik baritz. Lo not lo b'neim. Es chelkem afopi shoyim. Mislernim yitz mitzrayim. Even if they're in the Mitzrayim, and the commandless Neodom, they're like, weren't there at all. The Zohar Kol HaShvatim Bechalkam, Kilo Nishak Liyetz Mitzrayim, B'loi Mizmaninim.
So, yeah. Totally,
this B'habonim Shemaraglim, and the Sainim, they bet I got it.
How many people
went
out of Mitzrayim?
What?
How many people went out of Mitzrayim? 600,000?
Yeah, right.
So, each one had a report.
This last thing, we'll see later on exactly how this last Chalukah was. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. Let me just... You have holding off Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. Again, the last Gemara, just to go again, the last Gemara was, again, that Reb Shimon Sita was, Reb Shimon and Eloz, the sheet on top was, that Leilu Leilu Nitzchalk Warrants, that both got a Chaluk in Eretz Yisrael, the Yitzchay Mitzrayim and the Boy Yorits, they Lekayim Shtem Mikroth Alolu, to Mekayim both Sukim. Hoketz, how does it come out? Ho yim yaitzim Mitzrayim, if you were somebody, that when you went out of Mitzrayim, you were 20 years old, so then noito chelko yim yaitzim Mitzrayim. Then later he died and he had children, his children have a right to take the Yerusha from their father. Let's say now when the children comes into Eretz Yisrael, they're under 20. Anybody under 20 doesn't have a right to get a Yerusha now. So they have a right though to get from their father's Yerusha that came out of Mitzrayim. What about ho yim miboy yoritz? Let's say somebody that when he went out of Mitzrayim, he was under 20 years old. So since he was under 20 then, he didn't have a right to get from Eretz Yisrael. I get a chalukah. And then in the Midbar he had children, and his children coming into Eretz Yisrael now are over 20. So Maitha, they can't get from their father's Yetzer Mitzrayim because he was under 20 then. But they could get now from coming into Eretz Yisrael. Not the chelkoi in Boyer. So take the chelik with the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Mikan or Mikan, both ways. Now, Noita Chelkoi, Mikan or Mikan. Let's say somebody that has a father that came out from Yitzhak Mitzrayim that was over 20. And now when he goes into Eretz Yisrael, he, the son, is also over 20. He has a right to take two times. He has a right to take for himself, because he's over 20 now when he's coming into Eretz Yisrael. And he has a right to take a chelik from his father that was over 20 when he left Mitzrayim. Now it says, Meraglim Yehoshua v'kolev not l'chelkam. The Meraglim, the other ten Meraglim, they did not get any chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but rather their portions went to Yeshua and Kolev. Misloinanim v'yadat Kerach, what the Mars Maskana is going to mean, the 250 people that argued with Kerach, lo'hoyo lehem chelkam beretz. They did not get any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But rather, Habonim notlu b'schus aviyaviyim. The children of these 250, these Mislenanim, so they did not get a cheder because of their father, because the Mislenanim themselves, they did not get any chalukah. But if they had a grandfather that was from the Yetzer Mitzrayim that deserved to get a chalukah, they would get a portion of the Yetzer Mitzrayim. So that's called that Habonim, the children of these Mislenanim, not lo, they took a schus, b'schus avi aviyim, schus of the grandfathers, or b'schus aviyim oseim, and b'schus also the fathers of their mothers, they also took a portion. Now, my mashma, how do you know b'chlal, the high l'shemus matas avoysom, the yaitzim mitzrayim ksiv, how do we know b'chlal to dashen, that the Pesuk is saying, when we gave out Eretz Yisrael, we gave it out according to the people that were there, over 20 Peshas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dilma Fret, Gemara L'Shvatim Komalei. Maybe the Pesuk is just saying about the 12 Shvatim that later when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll get a chelik. Tichsiv, because the Pesuk says, V'nosati oiso lechem maroshoni Hashem. And it's talking about the Yitzim Mitzrayim. So mashma v'nosati oiso, I'm going to give it to them, these Yitzim Mitzrayim, they're going to get Yerusha. They were talking about the Yetzer Mitzrayim. That's how we know that the Yetzer Mitzrayim, they deserve to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. How did it happen? That later when the children came into Eretz Yisrael, the children had a right to get a schus
from the father's Yerusha that his father was supposed to get in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Simin, Lerav, Derav, Atzlovchot, V'yosef, Ichvo, Menashe, Yechoshif. Omalei Rav Popol Abaye. So Popol said to Abaye, Bishlei Melamandi Yom Eliyetzim Mitzrayim Nischal Kilwaretz. It's very good according to the Melamandi Yom Rav Yashu that it says that Eretz Yisrael was divided mainly by how many people came out of Yetzim Mitzrayim. Whoever was 20 years old then deserved a portion in Eretz Yisrael. If so, Hainu Dichsev, that's what the Pasuk says, that later when it came into Eretz Yisrael, it says, L'Rav Tarbanach Losai, a Shevet that has more people receives a bigger portion, Ulamat Atamat Lach Losai, and a Mishpacha that has less people get less of a portion. In other words, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? If you're telling me just now people coming into Eretz Yisrael, Pshita, if you go boss the people coming in now, Sobshita, as many people come in, that's how you give out the Rusha. What's the Pasuk teaching me a Chiddush here, that a one that had a bigger Mishpach, he gets more? Elamai, it's good. If you go boss the Yetzim Mitzrayim, it's very good. It's telling us that at the time when they went out of Yetzim Mitzrayim, if one Mishpacha had a big Mishpacha, and the other one had a small Mishpacha, even though right now they changed around, the one that had a bigger Mishpacha now only has one son. And the one that then had a small mishpacha has 10 sons now. These 10 sons only gets one portion after the way his father would have got from Yetzim Mitzrayim. And the ten sons now only get one, or the other way, the one son now, since he comes from a big mishpacha that came out of Mitzrayim, he gets all those portions the Yetzim Mitzrayim would have received. See if you tell me the chalukah goes according to the way it was of the Yetzim Mitzrayim, it's good this pasuk that says the you give the Rav Tarbanach Losai, Fulamah Tamet Nach Losai. But Elu